Attorney General Daniel Sullivan today recommended largely procedural changes in the state's Executive Ethics Act to cut down on what have been called frivolous complaints against public officials. He told reporters that ethics legislation requires a balance of sometimes competing interests.
Those include confidentiality and a process that is fair to the subject of the complaint versus free speech rights, discouraging the bad faith use or abuse of an ethics act versus allowing the airing of citizens' legitimate concerns about their government, and perhaps most important, something that I think is extremely important with regard to the state's long-term interest, is the issue in the interest of holding government officials accountable versus encouraging public service and qualified citizens to serve in state government.
The recommendations in the form of an attorney general's opinion protect the confidential nature of ongoing ethics investigations, which would prevent the early release of interim reports to those who have filed those ethics complaints, keeping the entire process confidential. It would also require a complainant to pay legal fees for making complaints they know to be false. He also suggests the state defend accused executive branch employees or pay their legal fees if they are exonerated of charges. He says the law makes a legal presumption that state employees are acting legally and responsibly.
Most people act ethically, that they work hard. And I think sometimes we can lose sight of that, given that the headlines are the ones that are about supposed ethical violations, but the vast, vast majority of people in state government are working hard and working ethically.
Some of the changes can be made administratively with new regulations the Attorney General can put in place. Sullivan says he will hold public hearings on those changes. However, most of the recommendations must be dealt with by the legislature, and they have already met a frosty reception. House Judiciary Chairman Jay Rahmer says he looks forward to hearing the ideas, but he does not expect any legislation to leave his committee during next year's session. He says the current law is only 2 years old, and most of the presumed abuse of it has come during the last year under what he calls sensational and supercharged circumstances.
I think in an ordinary environment, where, you know, it's just the state of Alaska examining itself, that most of what we have in place is very adequate. And I'd like to see the Executive Ethics Act in place under normal circumstances before we take valuable time, to reconsider how well it's working or to what extent it's failing.
Sullivan says his research on the Ethics Act began shortly after he was named to the position in June. Governor Sean Parnell asked him to expand the work when he took office last month.